Hi, it's Rich Trelawney with TMC and TMCNet, and we're very excited to have with us today Thomas Howe on the line. Thomas is referred to many as the mashup king, the voice mashup king, the Web 2.0 guru, and that's why I'm very excited to be speaking with him today. He's breaking some really big news on this blog, and Thomas, really excited. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Really honored to have you on the phone, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to say. And where are you calling us from today?
Beautiful Cape Cod. I'm here in my office waiting for my wife to stop by so we can go to the Cub Scouts Blue and Gold Banquet tonight.
That sounds absolutely great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, I've never been to one of those, but I just get the feeling there's going to be a lot of hot dogs. Is that generally?
Yeah, exactly right. A lot of things that come out of cans, you know.
I just got the maybe some kind of bonfire of some kind.
Yeah, something
marshmallows,
like that.
S'mores.
Yeah, you know, apparently it's been a Cub Scout tradition for 60 years to bore the parents once a year. Interminably on a Friday night.
And I think I went to one Cub Scout meeting as a kid. I might have.
Yeah.
I don't think I could tie the tie. There was some problem I had.
Yeah.
I think I was just too nerdy for the whole thing. I couldn't figure out how to fit into that whole, you know, making a fire with sticks and stuff like that. I could make a fire with a Commodore 64, just not with the sticks.
One's a more marketable skill, so.
I hope so. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted.
Sure.
So you've got huge news today that you just told me about 10 seconds ago, and I just can't contain myself. Tell us the big news.
The big news is I have joined Jaduka as their CEO, and that's effective immediately. And we're going to push forward on what Jaduka's business has been in the past, and that's to become the best enterprise communications and service provider there is. So we're very happy about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And what do you think you're going to be able to bring to this role?
Well, what I think I'm going to bring to the role, and what I think Jaduka is going to bring into the entire market, is the knowledge of how to use voice to enhance the business process in a lightweight, easy-to-integrate way. So for the last 2 years, I've been working on voice mashups, as you so kindly said in the beginning, figuring out how you can use voice to enhance other applications. And what we're going to be doing at Jaduka is furthering that mission by working with our enterprise software partners and our system integrator partners to provide ways in which the existing enterprise developer can take our offering and easily integrate it into what they're trying to do.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really, really fantastic. So what's next, I guess we should ask then, for the Thomas Howe Company?
So my consulting work is obviously on hold as I take up this new role. It's all I'm doing. A lot of my existing customers will be coming with us into Jaduka. I've done a lot of work in the past in helping them understand how to use voice, and now this is the next logical step by being able to provide the complete suite of Jaduka services, which is very, really extensive. They can really begin to scale the solutions that we've been able to come up with.
Great. Now, questions I've had for a while, and hopefully you can shed some light on in terms of the BPO market and telco 2.0. How do you see these two areas intersecting, and are there opportunities now in your new position to take advantage?
Oh, huge. Yeah, huge. And actually, that's a nice frame for sort of explaining why, of all the opportunities that are out there, why I personally pursued Jaduka. First of all, there's a tremendous opportunity in this market for BPO work by using voice, and it's very clear that all the enterprise case studies that have been done so far show great increases in efficiency, cost savings, increases in quality, simply by blending real-time communications into applications like logistics and appointment scheduling and, you know, healthcare and financials, and you're late with your payments and all this stuff. The real problem has been to date that these solutions are typically provided behind the firewall on Avaya platforms or very, you know, heavyweight sorts of integrations. And what Chiduka brings to the table is the ability to do those sorts of functionalities very simply by making it very easy to integrate their stuff and very cost-effectively by allowing them to go between CapEx spending and OpEx spending. So instead of going out to buy the bazillion-dollar Avaya switch to provide this functionality, they can do the same thing by using web services and using the web as their platform.
Yeah, and is a bazillion-dollar bigger than the budget that's about to get passed?
You know, they're roughly equivalent. As I understand it, we could either, you know, jumpstart the economy or buy 10 Avaya switches.
I understand it. I didn't realize Avaya switches were so expensive, but that's they must have a lot of functionality if they cost that much.
Well, to be candid about it, in this economy, anything which rises above the budget of a departmental manager ends up being very expensive. As we've been able to show in our industry, that if you can provide a pay-as-you-go model, where instead of paying for the entire big box, you only pay by the transaction, it makes an awful lot of sense for enterprises and for work groups in the enterprise.
Well, CBION just announced that they grew over last year's earnings quarter over quarter, and I'm not sure that they hit their numbers necessarily, but I know they grew. I didn't get a chance to look into that, but... Who else had some unbelievable numbers? Oh, Salesforce.com had some unbelievable numbers, too.
That's great, huh? That's beautiful. I love that. I saw that. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so it shows you on the hosted side that you're right. And I spoke to someone else today that actually is in the hosted space that's doing quite well. So really, the hosting providers are doing well. You're right. So it looks like companies can eat more easily, I guess, get those sorts of things approved, right? Pay as you go.
That's right. There's a political issue in the enterprise around that's not the way we do things. Fortunately for us, the economic climate is challenging those long-held beliefs. And when you look at the risk profile of, well, it's going to take me, you know, $50 in an hour to integrate this versus, you know, a 3-month vendor acquisition cycle, you know, there's really no debate. It looks, you know, we're doing best by, you know, taking these services outside and paying them by the transaction, certainly in this kind of economy.
Yeah. So getting back to the whole BPO and the mashup of Telco 2.0 and BPO, why is Chiduka the leader in that space? What are your opinions?
Yeah, there are a few things. And the first is I believe we're the leader simply because of size. Chiduka, as being part of Network IP, is a $200 million company. And we have a million times a day someone comes to our API and they use it. And that sort of scale is unmatched in our industry, to the best of my knowledge. There isn't another telephony API that gets hit a million times a day. And that's one big thing. The second thing is we have a very, very deep breadth of API functions. We have over 250 API functions that we can provide into our customer set. And that's quite good. And thirdly, because of our history and because of our relationship with Network IP, our parent company, we have a very wide-scale transaction platform that we have access to and that we use. We have connections to 500,000 points of sale in the United States. And it makes for a very comprehensive platform for doing customer-facing and general public-facing business process optimization.
Wow, that's a lot of things going on simultaneously. A tremendous amount of resources backing up the company. Public company, private company?
It's private. Yep.
Okay, private company. What are the pain points within enterprises these days, and what do you think your potential is now with Chiduka to address them?
Well, the main pain point of BPO work is obviously inefficiencies, and in particular, the kinds of inefficiencies that we can help mitigate is when the business process hits a person, either because of a notification issue where we need to tell somebody something's happened, or a coordination issue where we want to make sure two people are at the same place at the same time. And that's where voice, you know, can hit. That's where voice can really optimize for the business. Now, Chiduka in particular is really focusing very, very strongly on the enterprise ecosystem by partnering very closely with enterprise software vendors, and we do have a great relationship with two that we've announced. One is IBM, and we're an advanced technology partner of IBM. And secondly, we have a partnership with Serena. And by partnering close with those companies, we have a very seamless solution. And then our go-to-market is to work with system integrators to provide them a way of creating new practice areas for their work and changing their model of how they do business. So, and that's really our business at Jaduka is enabling that particular chain, and that's what makes us unique in the industry.
Interesting. So you are definitely dealing a great deal at this company like you were in the past with the whole mashup area, and in many cases the sample demos or the samples that we or the sample applications that I've seen in the mashup space are some kind of intelligent interface between computer and some sort of process that ultimately interacts with a human. And I'm wondering, can you tell me more about how companies are able to leverage the trend towards this more effective communications between the computers and humans?
Let me give you a great example that I think will touch everyone's life. If you've ever been unfortunate enough to need an MRI, you'll notice that before your MRI, you're called at least twice. Once by a nurse to make sure that, you know, you don't have any metal in your mouth that's going to, like, rip out when the magnets go around your head.
Sure.
And the second thing is to make sure you're going to show up, because the MRI is a very expensive resource.
Well, if you're going to have shoulder surgery, by the way, or a torn labrum, just, you know, throwing that out there, you're going to get at least two phone calls as well. Thought I should let you know.
Well, you know what? I don't have any plans for that. But now that if it ever happens, I won't be surprised.
Exactly.
Right. But the point is, you know, MRIs and orthopedic surgeons are very expensive sorts of assets. You want to make sure they're utilized very well. And so what we do today is we have nurses who call for this information, and we have nurses that call you to remind people. But nurses are expensive as well. So companies, all hospitals, all medical facilities can save money and increase quality by replacing that human function by a computer-based operation. And our company provides that widget that goes into their existing enterprise framework.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Fantastic. So can you talk to me a little bit about the enablement of the communications path? Is there some specific special sauce that companies should be familiar with or aware of?
Our basic enablement, our approach to this is the no surprise path. What we're trying to do in our company is to fit as well as we can into the existing tool sets, sales channels, and methodologies that people in the enterprise follow today. So we really aren't trying to blaze a new trail for software. We're trying to use the same trail that all the other enterprise software uses today, but with a unique offering, which is voice.
Oh, okay. And I know you've got a broad product mix or things like Click and Connect, conferencing, diary notification, and others. You want to just give us an overview of how these different products work?
Yeah, we really boiled it down to four basic operations, and these are our focus really in the short term. And they are broadcast, to be able to send a message to a human being, either text-to-speech or a WAV file or some kind of actual voice. The second is diary, which is that same function but in reverse. We allow people to call into us to leave a message that we can then insert into a sales record, very much like Ribbit for Salesforce, very much that kind of function.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing we do is web-initiated dialing. So click to call is one way that it might be presented, where you see a web page and you click something and two phones talk. But it also may be initiated from not a web page but a process itself for dialing or for authentication or other business purposes. And the final is instant conferencing. So we have an application that we have done with Serena that is an emergency response application. So if a colocation center blows up and you need to get, you know, people on the phone to fix the problem, we will create that instant conference between those three people.
Oh, okay. Now, we talked a little bit about the hosted solution, and lately the buzzword is not hosted. I mean, I remember back in the good old days of the .com days, we used to talk about the software. No, I'm sorry. Let me try to get all my terms right because this has evolved so many times.
There are a
times.
Lot of terms to get right.
ASP, we had Application Service Provider,
right.
And I actually launched a magazine called Communications ASP because
yes.
I believe that was the future of the entire market, and as is sometimes the case, people have good ideas that are maybe early.
Right.
And
yeah.
then...
Yeah.
The ASP market went away for a number of years, and then it came back as something called on-demand or hosted, and then that
yep.
became a bad term, or those became bad terms, and then it became software as a service, and then it became cloud computing. And obviously, there are nuances with some of these different terms.
Sure.
Your company is big in this space. That's one of the areas that it plays in and has been in it for a while. Talk
yes.
to us a little bit about cloud computing now as it stands and why it's something the company should look at.
So I think there are two fundamental reasons why people should be looking at cloud computing blank as a service. And we are actually presenting ourselves as a communications as a service provider. That is how we kind of put ourselves in the box. The first and most important reason is money. If you have a business model where you have uncertainty in your future or you have short-term needs or you can't cost justify any large purchase, using a software as a service makes a lot of sense. What we have here is a communications as a service that allows you to have click-to-call functionality or notification functionality for a credit card type purchase, not a PO type purchase. And that is a real fundamental driver is the ability to trade off CapEx for OpEx. And that's one big reason. Another reason is risk. When you want to deploy a solution, it is much less risky to integrate to an existing working solution that's out there in the cloud.
Right.
Versus you purchasing it, installing it, training it, supporting it, and then when it goes down, you gotta fix it, right? It's a big hassle. If you have these services in the cloud, then you can rely on the trained technicians that are already there, already working night and day, making sure that it's running, and you don't have to worry about that. I mean, it is a much less risky proposition to follow that path than it would be to follow the traditional platform path.
Okay. And I know your company's got a relationship with IBM and with Serena, and I'm curious if you could share with us a little bit about that relationship or those relationships.
Oh, sure. So as far as IBM goes, we're an advanced technology partner of IBM. We've been that for a while. We won an innovation award recently with IBM for our work with their database. Right now, Network IP, which Jaduka stands on top of, manages 1 billion active user accounts. And we're able to access each of those accounts within milliseconds over our API. According to IBM, we are among the most advanced users of their database technology. And we're looking to, you know, we have other efforts going on within IBM, and obviously they are a fairly, you know, important system integrator and enterprise software vendor. So we're going to look to expand that relationship as time goes on. And Serena is a company which is not well known in the telephony world, but has one of the best business metrics I've ever heard of, and that is they count as customers the top 10 companies in the top 8 industries. Something like 490 of the top 500 companies in the world use Serena's stuff, including all the major financials, all the major pharmaceuticals, all the major oil companies. And what they have is a mashup platform that is used by IT departments for ALM and disaster recovery and for HR process. And our partnership with them is very tight, and we are providing the communication solutions for their mashup tools.
Interesting. Okay. So I know your parent company, Network IP, was one of the first companies in the telecom space to have a software as a service model, and in that case it was for the prepaid market or prepaid voice.
That's
I'm curious how their experience has influenced the approach now with Jaduka and what you guys are up to.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a personal revelation here. So I've had the pleasure of working at a lot of companies in my past. And at varying levels of size and scalability, and I was consulting for Jaduka for a bit, and one of the things that occurred to me fairly quickly as I began to work with that company was I likened it to opening up cans of soda. It's really easy to open up a can of soda. Any adult can do it. And if you open up 10 cans of soda, I mean, you can do that too. But if you have to, you know, open up a million cans of soda, then you've got a problem of scale. And it's not only scale around the procedure of opening up cans, but there's logistics of getting the cans in, and there's where you put the cans when you're done, and there's cash flow concerns. There's a whole bunch of stuff which has to come in when you deal with scale. Network IP does 6 billion minutes of traffic a year. And at that sort of scale, what they've been able to crack and understand is how you scale telephony services in a hosted model very safely and securely. And it's an organizational sort of understanding. It's not simply that they have the software that does it, which is very impressive, but they have the accounting departments and the regulation departments and the support departments, and they've got network operation centers, and it really is a complete whole understanding of how to scale. And so all of that is feeding into Jaduka's success and really being able to scale to enterprise size these sorts of communications functions, because we've done it before. It's a lot like taking a car that's only driven between Boston and Cape Cod and saying, you know what, we can also drive that car to Los Angeles too. And it's the exact same car, but now we're going to Los Angeles. So it's a great thing for all concerned.
Yeah, and if it's going between Boston and Cape Cod, it probably is familiar with the traffic. So when it goes to L.A., the car won't be very surprised.
That's right. Exactly right. Exactly right. You know, you can talk about scale all you want, but until you've like sat in a data center and been surrounded by Nortel 250s, right? By DMS 250s, and you realize, you know what? Yeah, this is not a small operation. This is really serious stuff. You get that the companies that haven't hit the scale yet will have some issues trying to get there.
No, absolutely, and I've seen it before, and okay, that's great. So that gets us now to the next obvious question, and that is the whole concept of Telco 2.0 and Jaduka being one of the first, if not the first, Telco 2.0 out there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about Telco 2.0 and how your company fits in that space.
Yeah, so the idea of Telco 2.0 is it's a new role for telcos, to be the people that reduce friction in the digital economy. So really what that means...
That's an interesting perspective. That's a great way of putting it. It's very easy to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you look at the convergence of carriers, as they begin to be more than just phone companies, they become entertainment companies, they become, you know, digital content deliverers, and they become facilitators for business process, it really puts a different demand on the infrastructure and services and business approach of the telco. And so what we are claimed to be is the first true telco 2.0 company, purely, not only because of our CEBP offerings, but because of the transaction processing that we can do, because of our background in prepaid, because of the connections that we have to 500,000 stores here in the United States, because of our enterprise-focused, you know, offerings that really only reduce friction in their processes. That's really what we're doing. And so it really is, I think, a really nice setup for where we believe the future of the carriers is going.
Interesting. Okay, so great. It sounds like we're going to hear a lot more from you and your company, and I'm very excited to see how the first or one of the first Telco 2.0 companies goes into the future and the kinds of services that you provide to the industry. So
we've got some great tricks up our sleeve. Watch out. We're going to make a big noise.
Oh, I'll be watching. I'll be watching, and I'm looking forward to covering it. So tell me a little bit about the value of Jaduka's web services to enterprise software frameworks and, you know, for example, let's say Oracle or Microsoft Serena or others.
Yeah, so what we do for the enterprise software frameworks is we give them a seamless way of blending communications into their business process. So for instance, if you're just to do apples to apples comparisons, And this was, and I remember, by the way, this is real data from one company I won't name at the moment, but they have a web server that has SIP servlets in it, and it's now widely deployed in the United States. The problem is that the people who are designing the applications aren't SIP engineers, they're not telephony engineers. They don't have the wherewithal to go out and connect up to the PBX because that's in a different department. What we provide is that very same developer a very simple and straightforward way of being able to, from his application, just send a voice message to anybody in the world. And so for our enterprise software partners, that really provides them with some real value and some competitive differentiation, and for their customers as well.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. So I imagine then, with what you're telling me, that the systems integrator market would be quite interested in the kinds of things that you're doing. Is that an accurate representation?
Absolutely. Yes, they win twice here. They win twice. The first way they win with using our stuff is that they get more projects to work on. The typical system integrator approach is that they get paid by the hour, paid by the project. And so what we do is we open up new practice areas for the system integrators, such that they can take one project, for instance, we talked about the MRI stuff, and go from Cardinal Health to Harvard Community Health Plan all the way down the line. But we allow them to open up new practice areas doing what they're already doing, which is great for them. But the second way that we help them is we enter into revenue sharing agreements with our system integrator partners. So not only do they get paid the first time, but they get paid every time it's used thereafter. So we change their model from a time and materials basis to a recurring revenue model. And for them, it's very, very attractive.
So it's similar to how Avar used to just sell hardware and is now selling SIP trunking in addition to hardware because the margins are getting squeezed. And so now for a large systems integrator, it's the same kind of idea.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, so you know, as we conclude, I appreciate you spending so much time, and I know you're probably very busy with this new company to help.
Too busy for you, Rich.
Oh, that's very. You know, you guys, you're such flatterers. I got to tell you, over at Jaduka, that why? You know, and the flattery is going to get you everywhere.
Everywhere,
so.
Exactly.
What are the kinds of things that you want to leave with the listeners and the readers in terms of just the kinds of things that they should know about the future of your company?
Yeah. So here's the basic message that we're trying to put out there. In the new web economy, in the new web platform, what we're trying to be is that web services company that provides communications to the enterprise. So wherever an enterprise is looking to communicate out to their general public or their partners or people out in the field, that's our mission. That's where we're going, and we're just really tickled to be in a position where we think we can make a big difference.
Well, thanks, Tom. And we're tickled to actually have you speaking with us today. We've been listening to Thomas Howe, and Thomas is, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, he is the famous mashup guru, web mashup, telco 2.0 guru, who has recently become the CEO of Jaduka. Jaduka is based in Dallas, correct?
Yeah, Dallas, Austin, and Longview, Texas.
And so will you be moving?
You know what? I will be moving, as I always do, on JetBlue seat 3C. Jack Rhines is staying on at Jaduka as my COO, and he's going to help run day-to-day. And I'm going to be out there like I always am, getting the message out.
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm also very excited for Jaduka, and I think just as importantly, I am excited for the industry because these are the kinds of things in terms of just bringing together the latest of the telco 2.0, web 2.0 world into telecom that really can show other companies in this space what's possible when you start to apply the latest in technology to communications, and that's always excited me, and I know it's excited you over the years.
Indeed, absolutely. That's why we're here.
So thank you very much, Tom, and we'll be talking to you very soon.
Rich, man, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.